In a second, we'll be looking at the link between vitamin D and cancer and then answering some of your questions. But first, Hannah?
Well, apart from food, as we've already heard in the show, a major source of vitamin D is exposure to sunlight, which makes the hormone in the skin. So some sun is good, but therein lies the rub, because sunlight can also cause skin cancer. Well, to find out what's best, we've asked our own Dr. Kat Arney from Cancer Research UK to take a look at the evidence.
Despite what some people claim about the cancer-preventive properties of vitamin D, in reality, the scientific evidence is much more confused. For a start, most of the studies that have looked at the links between vitamin D and cancer suffer from quite poor methodology. This means their methods aren't sufficiently rigorous to draw any strong conclusions. For example, most studies are what we call ecological studies. They look at how rates of different cancers change depending on where in the world you live, and find that the further north from the equator you go, the more likely people are to develop or die from many types of cancer. The big idea here is that the sun's rays are weaker at higher latitudes, so people living in northerly places make less vitamin D. And it's this that, in theory, accounts for the higher rates of cancer. But in fact, it's really hard to tell what anyone's individual vitamin D level is based on just where they live. Everyone's skin is different and makes different amounts of vitamin D with the same sun exposure. These studies also tend not to adjust for other things that could explain the difference, such as what people eat, how active they are, how wealthy they are, and their behaviour like tanning, taking sunny holidays, or working outside. All these things have a much bigger effect on a person's vitamin D levels than just geography. In terms of vitamin D preventing cancer, the strongest evidence is for bowel cancer so far. It seems that low vitamin D is associated with a higher bowel cancer risk, but it's not clear whether the vitamin is actually preventing the disease or whether it's representing another aspect of health. And the evidence for a role of vitamin D in other types of cancer varies from non-existent to very limited. Trials testing whether vitamin D supplements can reduce the risk of cancer haven't really shown an effect, but there's also problems with the way these studies were done. So what do we know? It's clear that we all need a bit of sunshine in our lives and that vitamin D is important for general health. But when it comes to cancer risk, there's one long-known and very strong association between cancer and UV light from the sun and sunbeds, and that's with skin cancer. Excessive UV exposure, particularly getting sunburnt, significantly increases the risk of skin cancer, including malignant melanoma, and that's the most dangerous form of skin cancer. For most people, it should be possible to strike a balance between making enough vitamin D and not raising your risk of skin cancer, although how much vitamin D you can make through your skin depends on your skin type and your behaviour, such as whether you stay in the house all the time, do you wear thick clothing that covers your whole body. But it's important to remember that the time in the sun needed to make enough vitamin D is usually short, and it's less than the amount of time it takes your skin to redden or burn. So there's no need to roast yourself to a lobster-like shade of red in an attempt to boost your vitamin D. It won't help, and not only will you be increasing your risk of skin cancer, you'll also be helping your skin along the way to that lovely leather handbag look.
Thank you very much, Kat Arney.